Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley, and I've got that old rascal Luke Clayton on the phone. Luke, you know, we're coming into fall, and fall makes me think about stews and things that you can just simmer. And I know you've got a couple recipes up your sleeve to help liven up my menus. Can you share your secrets?
I can definitely tell. I don't know how secret it is because it's pretty common cooking, Cindy, but a bunch of recipes in my book, Kill the Grill. There's a chapter devoted to cooking pork, and I tell people wild pork is much like domestic. It's pork, but it's a lot leaner. There's a Mexican, I call it a Mexican stew that I absolutely love. Now, you could use pork chops with it. I do recommend using a bone-in cut of pork. Pork steaks, you could use that. You're going to need some meat in it, and that's what I like to use. What I'll do is take a big, heavy pot, and I always use a Dutch kettle. I'll take it and get it good and hot, and I'll brown, say it's pork chops we're using. I'll brown both sides of four or five pork chops, something like that. Dust them with a little garlic, salt, and pepper, just a little bit of pepper. You don't want to use much pepper. There's a reason that you don't want to use much pepper. But brown them. And then your end result is going to be a Mexican-flavored stew. So into this, chop some celery and an onion. And, of course, if you're making enough to feed 100 people, it's obvious you're going to need 10 pork chops. But depending on how many people you're feeding, four or five pork chops would make a big pot of stew. So you put your vegetables in, carrots, onions, potatoes. You want to reserve just a little bit of cilantro on the side. Don't put the cilantro in just yet. You want to chop as a rule for this pot of soup, probably about four poblano peppers. Anaheim peppers are great. If the hatch peppers are in, use those. Seed them, scrape the seeds out and just kind of cut them coarsely. They don't have to be really fine. You don't want them fine. You want them chunky. So put the chopped peppers in there and just stir it all around, the peppers will start reducing a little moisture, so you're not going to burn them right in the beginning. But you want to just get your vegetables kind of, your peppers and onions, get them soft, beginning to cook. At this point, it's time to add some tomatoes. And if you have fresh tomatoes, put fresh tomatoes in there. You want them peeled, of course. Or just what I usually do, just open a bigger can of chopped tomatoes and put those in there. So bring it all back up to a boil, stir it around, and you want to add some cumin. That's going to give it Mexican flavor. For a regular-sized pot, I would say, for what we're cooking, probably 2 tablespoons of cumin, a little bit of salt, and salt to taste, and the peppers, those peppers really give it a good flavor. But just cut your heat down after it comes up to a boil again, and let it cook let it simmer for an hour, hour and a half. As long as you have time, you can let it go 2 hours. Just occasionally make sure that there's liquid in it. At the end, take the pork chops out. They'll be falling off the bone. I go ahead and remove the bone at that point. That bone gives it a lot, the marrow in the bone is what it is, gives it a lot of flavor. So throw the bones away and make sure you've got just meat in there. Squeeze the juice of a couple of limes in that. Have you some warm flour tortillas with a little butter on them, Cindy. That's a meal for a king.
Now, when do I add the cilantro? Oh, there you go. It's me. When do I add the cilantro? You have it sitting out there on the side.
I like to actually just kind of sprinkle a little of that on as I, if you have your bowl hot, your soup bowl, your
right.
Soup is hot. I just like to chop that really fine and sprinkle it on top. But you can cook it in there, but it's cilantro to me is I love it, and it's got a good fresh flavor. I like to just sprinkle a little on the top of the soup when I get ready to eat it,
Yeah, I know. My mouth is watering. I got to get out of here. I'll tell you what, that recipe is on our website, hppr.org. You just go find High Plains Outdoors. Now you'll find Luke and all his secrets. Luke, thank you so much. I will talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
Today's show has been made possible by Darton Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Dallas Safari Club, Margaret Home Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, Sun Optics USA, MEPS, and Mr. Twister Lures.